So we celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity and also special Father's Day. I'm going to try to make a connection between these two things. But first, the Most Holy Trinity, the gospel that was chosen today, Jesus says, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when the Spirit comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. Not speak on his own, but speak what he hears. Da, 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 da. Do you get that? I don't get it. All right. And I think, like, it's by design. They choose a very, like, mysterious, cryptic kind of gospel for the Most Holy Trinity, because Most Holy Trinity is something that we can say easily, but it's very hard to explain or to understand. Huh? So we say it is how many gods? One God and three persons. Done. That's it, right? Right? That's all you need to know? It's a mystery. Yes. It's so simple. One God, three persons. But when we explain it, it's so hard to explain it correctly. And, you know, in the seminary, you know, I was taught the more you try to explain it, the more you're going to mess it up. And I try to explain it all kinds of ways. You name it, I've done it. I've tried the peanut butter and jelly and the bread. I tried the three-leaf clover. I tried three different construction hats. You know, I tried the waterfall. I tried them all. And none of these examples or these analogies actually get to what is the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity, because it's a mystery. Yet at the same time, just because something is mysterious, just because something is cryptic, that doesn't mean that we should try. Right? A lot of people were like, well, one God, three persons, I don't get it, so that's it. Just close the book. No. Every time at Mass, in the liturgy of the Eucharist, there's a part where the priest, after he holds up the body of Christ, after he holds up the blood of Christ in the chalice, he genuflects and he gets up and he says, the mystery of faith. That's referring to the Most Holy Trinity. The mystery of faith. And then you say, there's several options. I don't know which one the choir is going to do today. But you say, give me one of them. Or what are you going to say, choir, today? Look at that. Round of applause for Mary. You got it down right, okay? Yeah. That's why she's the choir director, you know? Yeah, when we eat this bread, we drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come again. There's several others, right? But basically, I make the invitations. This is the mystery of faith. One God, three persons, bread and wine, body and blood of Christ. And we say, yes, not only do I believe in this mystery, I'm going to proclaim it and I'm going to live it. Understood? So the Most Holy Trinity, it's a mystery. It's simple to say it, but it's a mystery, hard to understand. But we're called to live into that mystery, huh? And to live it. And I think it's the same way with the fathers out there. No, and of course, you know, there's wonderful fathers, there's not so good fathers, there's people who get along better with their fathers than their mothers, people get along with their mothers better than their fathers, there people get along with both, people don't get along with both. There's all kinds, right? But generally speaking, and you can disagree with me, but generally speaking, I think the men, the fathers, were not so good in communication. Would you agree? No, maybe not. No. Yes. Like, a lot of times we speak in cryptic, mysterious language. Take, for example, my dad. All right? I love my dad. My dad loves me, right? But I don't know. Like, he's like the typical, like, stoic Asian dad, you know? Like, doesn't say much. You can barely get a sentence out of him in a day, right? And the way he shows his love for me is like this. Growing up, I remember, like, third grade, I got all A's. Like, not A minus, because A minus is not acceptable in an Asian household, you know? I got all A's, like, not even a little blemish. I got all A's. Hey, Dad. All A's. You know what he says? Where's the A plus? I know. It's like a, you know, a shock, you know? But I mean, like, that's how he showed, he wants to continuously challenge me to be a better person. I respect him. I love him for that. But that's like, you know, cryptic kind of love out there, isn't it? Yeah? I think it's the same thing for us. Oh, I mean, for the dads out there. Not all. There's a lot of wonderful dads. There's a lot of horrible dads, right? But I think, in generally speaking, the dads speak in more cryptic, mysterious kind of terms. Hmm? And even though we don't understand sometimes whether our dads are living, whether the dad is 30 years old or 100 years old, whether the dad has passed away or estranged, even though we don't understand sometimes, we're called to enter into the mystery, right? In our relationship with our fathers. And I'll tell you a little story here. Ernest Hemingway, he wrote this short story called Capital of the World. And in a Spanish newspaper, El Liberal, it carried a poignant story about a father and a son. And it goes something like this, where there's a teenage boy named Paco. Paco is short for Francisco. And they had a falling out between Paco and his father, and they started arguing. And the teenage boy, Paco, says, "I don't like you, da-da-da-da." And he just stormed out of the house. He said, "I'm going to leave. I don't want to live at home anymore," right? So the father's like, whatever. He's just going to leave, and he's going to come back. He's got no money anyways, right? So, okay. So after a few days, Paco didn't come back. So the dad was kind of worried. It's like, what's going on? And he realized how serious this was. He has a son that's ran away from home, right? So what he did after a week, started to search for Paco out on the streets, you know, talk to his friends or, you know, to neighborhoods, and Paco was nowhere to be found. And he started searching for 5 months. And finally, out of desperation, he decided to put an ad in the Madrid newspaper, right? Just like how you put an ad for Safeway or something like that. He just put an ad in the newspaper, and it was a letter, desperation letter to his son, basically saying, "Dear Paco, you know, I love you. All is forgiven. Forgive me. I want you to meet me at the hotel. It's Hotel Montana, Tuesday at noon. Signed, your father." Right? And this is last minute, last ditch desperation attempt. Well, on Tuesday, the dad showed up to Hotel Montana at noon. And guess what happened? 800 Pacos showed up. 800 Pacos showed up to Hotel Montana looking for love, looking for forgiveness from their fathers, right? You know, it's hard for me to understand how prosperous, how successful we are, you know, as a country, right? Yet, if you just look at the stats, and I'm not blaming any father, there's wonderful fathers out there, I'm just looking at the stats. The stat shows every night or two nights, almost 25% of the children will go to sleep in their house without a father. More than 40% of children who live in a fatherless home have not seen their fathers in over a year. And I'm not trying to rip on the father. Today's Father's Day, okay? But I'm just telling you like it is, right? How many Pacos? 800 Pacos, right? And like I said, sometimes we don't understand the Most Holy Trinity. It's a mystery. Yet we're still called to enter into that mystery, the mystery of faith. Sometimes we don't understand, and there's drama, issues with our relationship with our fathers, whether they are young, whether they are old, whether they're estranged, whether they've passed away, right? But we're called to enter into that mystery. And one of the parishioners from the Spanish Mass, you know, I've known him for several years now, wonderful man, but he always comes alone to Mass. And I said, "Where's your family? Where's your family?" He says, "Well, I have a family. I got three kids, but they're all in Mexico." I said, "Okay, well, when's the last time you've seen them?" And he says, "Well, it's been over 20 years since he's seen, you know, his kids. And basically, for the last 20 years, he's been making money here and sending, money over to his family, his wife and three kids, right? And his three kids are now, I think, 22, 25, and 23, right? 22, 23, 25, right? So I said, "Wow, are you going to go see them? Or what's the deal here?" Well, I mean, it's not so easy because it's paperwork and all these issues, right? But I think after 20 years, he finally realized that being a father is not just sending money to your kids. Right? He's finally decided, I think, next year to actually go back to Mexico. And can you imagine that day when he is reunited with his three children? We have not seen in 20s. I don't know the kids. I don't know how they'll react. Maybe the children will be like, I don't know you. Or maybe they'll give him a hug. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be beautiful. Right? In the sense, they're going to reunite again. And for your homework this week, I want you to think about, make that connection with the Most Holy Trinity, our relationship with God, one God, three persons, our relationship with our fathers. Sometimes it's not so easy to understand. It's simple. It's same blood, right? But it's mysterious and it's cryptic. But that doesn't mean that we just call it quits and close the book on it. We're called to enter into that mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. In the same sense, I want you to think about your relationship with your fathers. Whether dead, whether alive, pray for healing, pray for openness, pray for love, pray for forgiveness. And if you're a dad yourself, right, how many pacos? 800 pacos, right? Just think about that. And to be open to a loving, forgiving relationship with your son, with your daughters.